Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your daily nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. Our Wednesday Hump Day Live Studio audience ain't settling for the status quo or life as it has been. No more excuses from this crowd. They've got their pen and paper ready to take notes and just finished doing day one of Mark Zimmerman's Ripped 30 fitness program. How you guys feeling? Oh, they're holding up one finger. Oh, how nice. They're letting me know I'm number one. Thanks, guys. You're the best. We're in week two of March Madness, Massless Month of Makeovers, Motivation, and Marketing. Today's topics on episode 177, Business Masterminds, Spiritual Living, Functional Fitness, Arizona Recalls Performance Coach, delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. You're going to meet five of them in just a few minutes. And I'm going to keep it tight today, guys. We're going to get back on track with a regular format in and out in an hour. A nooner, a true, true nooner. Randy Kirk, Business Masterminds Are Essential. Sharon Gully, Beautiful Expectations of Faith. Mark Zimmerman, Total Body Fitness Using Nothing Other Than Your Body. So forget the gym. Listen, I'm laughing because of yesterday's Let's Get Physical episode. Anyone needs to hear that. It's 176. Just the intro will make your day. Shelby Bush kicking out the corrupted elected elites in Mayor Corruption County and Anarchist Arizona. That's the new one. Anarchist Arizona. Brian Bogart, generating growth by making your best even better. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform, bookmark it. Make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Everything's home. Breaking news, just a couple things. Today at 6 p.m. in Queen Creek at the Botanical Gardens, there is a huge Election Integrity, Faith, and Freedom Rally, a.k.a. a peaceful protest to meet CDC guidelines. CDC guidelines, what a joke. Hosted by Mike Lindell and We the People, AZ Alliance, our very own Shelby Bush's group, and a long list of all-star speakers to include Matt Couch, Mindy Robinson, Anna Kate, Rachel Hamm, Mindy Robinson, Pastor Brian Gibson, Congressman Paul Gozer, and many more passionate patriots. So go to our Take Action tab. You'll see the AZ list of items and click the AZ events for free tickets today at 6 p.m. Oh, I'm headed out there. Please join us. It's going to be amazing. Huge. Number two, it's day 10 of March Madness, Maskless Month of 31 Days of Makeovers, Motivation, Marketing, and much more. The theme for this week is health, wellness, and fitness on our special all-star segment yesterday, episode 176. Trust me, just listen to the intro. Was a huge success. Lots of huge today on the show. I had a positive attitude. Yes, I did. And I did day one of my fitness program, the RIP 30s baby version for the little baby kindergarten in me. And I learned a lot from our precision wellness warrior, Wendy Michelle, GMO no mo. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. for our special episodes where our all-star partners do a deep dive to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Please join us and get started on your great awakening journey by checking out our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the video at the top. Episode 171 for an overview of our March Maskless Madness, 5 weeks, five different themes, live show, nooner, every day, Monday through Friday, for an overview of the whole month and our take action items, what you need to do, or you can listen on your favorite podcast player. Make sure you listen and subscribe. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite podcast player. We're being censored on Apple Podcasts. They don't like our platform because we talk about patriotism and how to help people and get involved in your community and to grow your business. And God, they hate that. So pick your platform, subscribe, please do that. Number 1205, I'm going to move this one real quick because it's important. Number three, the $1.9 trillion fake COVID relief package is headed to Biden's desk, and there's nothing we the people can do to stop the biggest money laundering, slush fund bribes, and payback scam of all time. Only 9% of the money is going to help us. There are no words to explain that, everyone. No words. I am going to keep reminding you. Every episode, the demon rats, the Republicans, the elected elites, and the false authorities, the 11 bigs, have no use for you except to take your money and freedom. They only want control, so we need to rely on each other since we're all in this together. All right, this is important. Number four, and then we're going to click the music. We're going to get into the show. Number four, the two upcoming bills, H.R. 1, For the People Act, and the Equality Act, will completely destroy this country, the Constitution, and some of the most important freedoms we all have, given to us by God, our Creator. Remember the order. It's God, we the people, and government. They've had it flipped and inverted. We're going to put it back to the way it's supposed to be. For these bills, we the people do have a chance to stop them, but it's going to take effort on your part. You're going to have to email, call, tweet, write your elected officials, and sign petitions. Everything is on our Take Action tab to make it easy for you to click and save our country. And I'm not exaggerating. I literally am not exaggerating. I'm in contact with a couple of the groups that are leading the fight, and I'm adding their information and petitions to our Take Action tab at Everything Home Resource Platform this weekend. So I'm asking you to do your part. You need to get involved. You need to tell your friends to join in the movement. Check it out this weekend. And Monday begins our daily push to spread the word. Remember, whatever the name of the bill is, what's inside is just the opposite. Today's topics, business mastermind, spiritual living, functional fitness, Arizona recalls, performance coach. It is March 10th and time for you to really take action to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. If you're listening to this show, you ain't settling no more. Remember, no more excuses. So welcome to the club. Let's do this. It's my life, so it's mine to make. I ain't settling. Just get. It's time to rip off your dirty mask, reclaim your freedoms, go back to normal, open your business, take action, and reopen America. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 177, Business Mastermind, Spiritual Living, Functional Fitness, Arizona Recalls, and Performance Coach. First up today, who do we got? Oh, one of my faves, Mr. Randy Kirk. He's the president of SoCalMasterminds.com. A confidential peer advisory board to help businesses succeed through brainstorming, encouragement, support systems, and accountability. Wait till you hear the affordable price. There's no reason that everybody is not in this group who has a business or wants to start one. Audience, give him a big round of applause for Mr. Randy Kirk. How is sunny Southern California today, Mr. Randy Kirk?
Well, we are actually getting rain, but that's a good thing.
Oh, that means it's coming here. Damn it.
Yeah, two days of rain, and then it'll be over, but maybe until October. So,
exactly. So what's been going on? Well, we've got some exciting news to share with the audience today and some real good tips so they can get motivated to join the group.
I am going to give you breaking news. I'm going to give you the first. You'll be the lead. You'll be the first one to be able to tell people about this in the country.
Do you want to do the music real quick? I'll do the music. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. Breaking news. Randy Kirk of SoCal Masterminds. That's your cue, Randy. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Here it comes. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have I am now a YouTuber.
Oh, hopefully they'll censor you.
I have a daily show. The daily show started on Monday, and the first week of the show is all about how to sell. So for all your business owners out there, all your sales there, everybody that's out there that wants to, for over 40 years, I've been giving this seminar on how to sell, basic 101 how to sell, and now it's in 6 sessions starting 2 days ago, and all they got to do is go to YouTube and look up Small Business Daily Randy Kirk. That's it. They can find it by just putting Randy Kirk probably, but Small Business Daily and then Randy Kirk in the search field, and they'll get right to the 3 first sessions that are up now and ready to go. And I couldn't be more excited to do this. And so that's you've been an inspiration to me to get into the, in this case, video casting as opposed to podcasting business.
Well, thank you for the compliment, but congratulations. It's a big step, but once you get into it, you're going to love it. And like you said, you've been doing this for 40 years anyway. You're just doing it in a different medium, in a different platform of delivery, that's all. Yeah, otherwise it's the same.
And then I can double down. I can double down on the news, again, for your small business people out there and people that are independent in what they do. We've also launched a massive, massive website. And this is, you're going to love the name. It's free business. helpnow.com. So free, what's not the life, right? It's free business help, and it's now. It's immediate. There's over 100 pages of content on everything from hiring to firing to motivating employees to accounting to new product launches to starting a business to social media to marketing, everything you can think of. There's 45 different topics, over 100 pages. And it's all up now, and it's free business help now. So that's 2 exclusives for you today. How's that?
That is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that on the show. And congratulations on both. You've been a very busy little worker bee, Mr. Randy.
Oh, man, I can't begin to tell you how busy.
But you know what? The best part about it, where I want the audience to really appreciate your expertise and professional lineage, most likely all this information is in your head and it's what you've done for 40 years. And another thing too is when people are choosing who they're going to work with and, you know, the 5 people they want to be around and the networking context they're going to start having. And, you know, you could say coach, you got to make sure somebody who's actually lived it, done it, had the companies. And Randy's the guy. He has not only been in this capacity for 40 years and started and helped a lot of other businesses. He created one of the largest plastic companies and then sold it. So that's a kind of a big accomplishment, everybody. So you always want to make sure you align yourself with the professionals who not only talk the talk and have the cute little slogans and the pretty picture, that you have to walk the walk. You want to have somebody who's actually done it. I mean, big done it. So kudos to you on many accomplishments.
And the good news is, you know, Michelle, we learn more by when we fail than we do when we succeed. And I have a 40-year history of failing.
Right.
Because
right.
As Elon Musk says, you got to fail, but fail forward, fail fast.
Right. At least you're moving in the right direction.
40 businesses started. Actually, I think it's closer to 45 now. And 22 or 23 of them made me money. So, you know, half the time I failed, but the other half of the time I paid my, you know, took care of my family, raised my kids, sent them to college, did all that stuff. You know, but there's going to be times when you start a small business, it ain't going to work out. You got to know when.
And that's okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing too, is when you're starting a business or if you're in one and it's not as successful as you want, when you become part of a mastermind group, like the SoCalMasterminds.com group, you're going to get that peer interaction. You're going to get that guidance from people who've been there and done it. And they might tell you, hey, listen, you know, I know that you love this and you don't think it's where it needs to be, but it's not going to get there. So for what you want and where it can, you know, be headed, it's not going to happen. So you make some changes or it's just time to, you know, what was Mr. Wonderful say? Take it in the back of the barn and shoot it. That it's time to let it go.
If the members of your mastermind group are not tough on you, find another mastermind group.
Yeah, and that's
you
important
have to have
to make
people
sure
in the group that are willing to tell you straight up. I got to tell you, yes, you need to fire that person. No, that person needs to stay, but you need to find a new way to motivate them. Hey, how come you're not knocking doors? What's wrong with you? You got to do the hard things in small business. And if the people in your group aren't willing to tell you, it's time to get out there and start knocking doors, then you're in the wrong mastermind group.
Yeah, everyone gets a little bit too complacent on social media. They're like, well, I just keep posting. I said, yeah, but how many people are really seeing it? And just because it shows you maybe once it's six, you don't know if it's right. You know, with the direction the censorship is in, you might have so many people following you and you have no idea. Maybe there's four people that saw it. What's that going to do? You can go in your own neighborhood, knock on four doors and probably pick up more business than a Facebook post. You know, so you have to be realistic and go back to the basics, you know, like interacting with human beings, picking up the phone, doing the in-person contact doing the old school way of business, you know, real networking.
After all of these years of writing books and all these years running businesses and the last 13 years working with over 300 companies as a consultant, I can tell you that the highest return on investment you can possibly get is knocking doors. And that could be making phone calls, but, you know, it's really even better now with COVID almost over. Get out there and actually knock on the doors. People will be happy to see you right now. They're lonely.
Yeah, they need a friend. They need a friend and they want to buy your stuff. They need friends. We all need friends again. Remember what it was like
That's
to
right.
be friends and leave the house and say hi, meet for coffee, a drink, lunch, that kind of thing. And we know we're going to do, Randy, I'm going to do it this weekend. I'm going to put your new show on our must listen to, must watch page of all different podcasts and live talk shows and talk radio shows, TV shows, and streaming. So that way people can just click on your information and go directly to it so they can't say, well, I don't know where to go. So, no, it's right there. There's Randy.
Perfect.
See him? No excuses, guys. Remember, we're taking barriers away so that everyone can be successful as long as they put in the elbow grease. So, Randy, do me a favor. Give me your website, any other thing you want to plug, and then I got a bump. I'm going to try to keep it tight today.
Okay. The website is freebusinesshelpnow.com. freebusinesshelp.com. It's easy to remember. And then the YouTube channel, the easiest and fastest way is to go onto YouTube, go in the search line and put in Small Business Daily Randy Kirk, K-I-R-K. Yep.
So do you want me to start promoting you through that new one, the freebusinesshelpnow.com, while I have you on the phone instead of the other one?
The SoCalMastermind.com website is also a good place to go, but I would say in general we're pushing people towards the Free Business Help website in order to because that's where everything is.
Gotcha.
Putting everything together.
Okay, so then I will start using that, and then people will be able to find out about the SoCal Masterminds group from there. And it's only $200 a month, everybody. So put that into your budget.
Yep.
And write up what you got to do, and then April 1st, you need to start or at least contact them and get the information, have a conversation. So thank you, Mr. Randy Kirk. Congratulations. You have stepped into the realm. You are in Mr. 2020, 21, 2022. And welcome aboard to the new medium. Pretty fun.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. We'll talk to you next month, Randy. Oh, no. You're going to be one of our all-stars. So you'll be, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, somewhere in there. So we'll hear from you before next month. Thanks, Randy. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right. The only reason I went over a little bit is because I did get a text from Mark Zimmerman. He's not going to be able to make the show today because he's had an emergency with his cat. I didn't have any cat sounds. I only have the barking dog, so I can't play that. So that's why I went a little long, but I'm going to get back on track here. So just before we move to our next guest, because I have some – wait a second. 951. Is that him? No, he's 808. Sorry about that. I just thought maybe he was able to jump back in. So before we move on to our next guest, you know that there is the event today, out in Queen Creek. I want to make sure anybody that wants to go to that, go to the Take Action tab of the Arizona section. You'll see the Arizona live events. And what else? I lost my train of thought. See, this is bad. I hate when that happens. Oh, make sure that everything, all of the guest information from today's shows is listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. If you want to look at upcoming shows, I'm trying to put them as many and as advanced as I can. If you go to the episodes tab, you will see this week's and this month's upcoming shows so you can see who you want to tune into. But as I was mentioning yesterday, every show is going to be jam-packed with tons of information. So maybe it's not a topic that you're like interested in, but I got five different guests. So it's almost like, how could there not be something that really is something that you're interested in? I think you'll find something, but I'm trying to jam stuff in between before, after, and during all the segments. So there'll be something you can learn, like, you know, maybe even an awesome quote or a verse from the Bible that kind of puts you in perspective to where you need to be for the day, or just a marketing tip or something along those lines. So there's lots and lots of reasons. So remember to listen and subscribe at 12 o'clock. Now we're doing every day for our March Madness Maskless Month. And our expert shows are on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. We're going to have 2 to 3 experts, 15, 20 minutes each, real deep dives on the specific topics, themes for the week. So let me bring on my next guest. Bear with me here. God, I don't know why I'm off. I was so prepared. Sharon Gully, she's a life coach, minister, author, and founder of Beautiful Expectations of Faith. Sharon always has some inspiration and a total great insight. So audience, give her a round of applause. Sorry about that, Sharon. I got a little discombobulated. It happens on live radio.
Quite okay. Good afternoon, Michelle. It's always a pleasure to be here on the Everything Home Talk Show today.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, you're so calming with your personality and your insight. And we're talking about spirituality, but usually I'm bouncing around like a ping pong ball. You know what I mean? Like boing, 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 boing. And then all of a sudden you come on and I'm like, now I'm breathing, I'm thinking, I'm centered. So let's knock out this 7 minutes before I turn on the hyperbaric mode again and start bouncing around like that ping pong ball. So I put on the topic of spiritual living. So, you know, that can kind of cover a lot of different things, but at the end of the day, what I want people to take away is some actionable item that they can do each day or work towards. So, you know, this is the whole month of really making a huge difference in all of the different aspects of your life. So what are we going to bring to the table today, Sharon?
Well, as you had mentioned, we're all in this together. And today we're struggling even harder to find happiness and balance. And I would today love to share some tips and takeaways on the pursuit of happiness and provision through generosity.
Works for me because, you know, one of the taglines of the show is life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. And you said we're all in this together. So it's like you and I are on the same, we're on the same plane, the same page right now. All right. So let's do this. Let's see what we
I believe most people. I believe most people would agree that happiness is a state of mind, specifically if it's a state of well-being and contentment. But the definition can be tricky, and assumptions about the word can cause confusion. Many don't even realize learning how to be happy is something that we can intentionally practice. Some people, when they hear the word happiness, assume it's speaking of an emotion such as pleasure or joy. For them, it is what people feel in the immediate here and now. This is the reason why some people say, don't pursue happiness, seek joy, because happiness can be fickle and fading, but joy remains forever. But in the short-term definition of happiness, it's not how all of us understand the word. Some define it to mean long-term satisfaction. In fact, when I speak of experiencing happiness in life, I'm not thinking of short-term emotions at all. I think of a quality of living. That is much longer-termed view of the word. Even though both definitions are understood to be correct and speak of different realities, but are they really that different? I don't think so. Because after all, a long-term experience of life satisfaction is almost certainly made up of many short-term feelings of joy and pleasure. Does that mean every day is going to be a great day with no trials, temptations, or downturns? Certainly not. But it does mean when we look back at the many seasons of life, we can look back satisfied at how we navigated them. The long-term feeling of life satisfaction is most experienced when we embrace the emotion of joy in the here and now. And we accomplish that by taking steps each day to be happy. So I'm going to share with you now 3 tips and takeaways on how to be happier starting today. My first tip is to choose happiness. The takeaway is the most important thing to realize about happiness is that it's not an outcome of current circumstances. It's just the opposite. Happiness is a choice. It is easier on some days than others, absolutely. But if you get caught in the trap of thinking your circumstances need to change before you can be happy, you'll never get there. Tip two, focus on the good. The takeaway is there are good things in life right now. We are alive, fed, healthy. We have family and friends, and we have opportunities each day to pursue meaningful work. Maybe not all of those are true for certain people right now, but certainly some of them are, which means that there is good in your life that we can focus on. I had read an article about a sergeant in the military who lost both of his legs in an explosion recently while he was serving in Afghanistan. And what really struck me about his quote in his article is that he stated, "People asked, how do I stay so positive after losing my legs? I simply ask, how do they stay so negative when they have both of theirs?" You know, happiness is about perspective. And if you're looking for reasons to be happy, you'll probably find them. Because happy people focus on positive thoughts.
And can I elaborate on that just for 1 second, just before you go to the next one? Yeah. You know, we're human beings, okay? So you're going to have good days and bad days. And that's just life, right? And you can't be 24/7 happy. So I want people to say, well, what if something bad happened? That's called normal, right? Those are that, but you, what you're trying to express to people is not to dwell on it, not to focus on that, because it's going to happen. That's just how it is. But you need to pull yourself out of it, and you need to not focus on something that, let's just say you got a bad email from somebody. You know, you read it, it upset you, whether it was business or personal or a text or whatever. It's the same. It's some sort of negative communication from another human being. The point is, move on. You know, if it was an issue that can be resolved, then do what you got to do. If not, then it is what it is. It happened. It's over. And move on to something. Focus on something that's positive in your life, or, you know, pet your dog or breathe, or go outside and stand in the grass and stare up at the sun. Just do something to get that mind shift, because once your energy shifts and you're focusing on something else, all of a sudden that goes away. And then think about that. Think about that soldier who said, you know, what you have two legs. So what's your problem, dude? You know what I mean?
And reprogramming ourselves is a positive step forward. If we catch ourselves each time we start getting into that negative and we find a positive to reach for, eventually that habit becomes an everyday positive happening in your life, and it changes everything.
Yeah, and throw in a little gratitude, people. That would be helpful, because that's not only that's contagious, it sets a precedent for, you know, the energy and the direction that you're taking the other things in your life. And once you're doing that, more gratitude will come into your life, because you're opening yourself up to only attract that. And this is not in the things that you're saying with spirituality is and what I'm talking about, you know, like the law of attraction that people, you know, mention, it's all about being kind of on that same plane, and it's not wooey stuff, right? That it's like a conspiracy theory. No such thing. This is real. So, you know, it just, you, like you said, you have to reprogram the brain, because we've been conditioned. And part of it is because, as I mentioned all the time on the show, the 11 bigs, all these false authorities have brainwashed us to think a certain way, act a certain way, believe a certain thing. And it ends up causing issues or problems. But if we just kind of go back to the basics and we focus on the spiritual side and God and what you're saying, it's an easier path. Isn't it a much easier path, Sharon?
Absolutely, it is. When we practice gratitude and generosity, you know, in the world of positive psychology, there are a few themes that merge every time happiness is studied. And among those reoccurring themes, we find gratitude and generosity, both of which can only be understood correctly when we see them as disciplines rather than responses. A discipline is something we practice regardless of our circumstances. If you're waiting for enough money to be generous, you'll never be there. Mm-hmm. Likewise, if you're waiting for everything to be perfect to be grateful, you'll never experience gratitude. Choose to be thankful today and each and every day, and choose to be generous with your time and money, making them both a discipline in your life, all in a happier today and tomorrow. You know, provision is spoke of in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Amen.
Amen.
So if yes.
I was going to say, I think what you just said, your last point, was probably the most powerful thing you've ever delivered on the show. I got chills, and I don't know what hit me, but yeah, you just hit a home run, Sharon. So thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I believe we should love and support one another, seek happiness, even though we have a lot of things going on in the world right now that we're all trying to understand and move forward in helping it to heal and move forward. We have to remember ourselves. We have to take the time to center and feel the happiness, feel the generosity, and be generous and go back to the core of all things. When things get completely hectic and it's crazy and it's hard to find happiness in your day, stop and remember what a beautiful gift it is just to be alive, just to be here and now and witnessing the changes that we're going through in the world, and as a nation, and as individuals.
Wow. Excellent. Excellent segment, Sharon, as always. But this one really, really hit me as a home run. So thank you so much for always coming on and slowing it down, bringing me grounded and kind of putting things into perspective and really sharing with the listeners, a great reminder. And like you said, go back to the core. So make sure you're on the schedule for April, Miss Sharon. And I appreciate your support always with the show and the platform. You're a wonderful partner. Thank you.
Well, thank you so very much for having me. It's always a pleasure to spend time with everyone and with you. And if you would like more on this topic, you can find my blog writes and my podcast at https://beautifulexpectationsoffaith935751803.wordpress.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sharon. And keep in mind, everybody, Sharon's podcast is listed on our must listen to, must watch page. So you have no excuse why you can't find it because you couldn't remember the name. And then also every episode that Sharon is on our Partners and Patriots tab, and you can get there through the Take Action tab. You can just click on her name or the company name next to her, and it'll get you right to her website. So no more excuses. That's why I couldn't find Sharon. Wait, you just didn't click one button. You didn't click one button. You don't have to think, guys. You don't have to think. Everything is on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So that way you can find Sharon very, very easily. So again, thank you, Sharon, so much. We'll talk to you in April. God, April's crazy, huh?
Yeah. Have a blessed week, Michelle.
Thanks, you too.
Much
you
love
too.
And light, everyone.
Oh, love her. That she gets me all calm. All right, now I got to get back amped up. All right, so Mr. Zimmerman, he is at the vet with his cat, so he won't be on the show, but I'm going to talk about the program, RIP 30. So as Sharon said, we need to go back to the core, and since this is the week of health, wellness, and fitness, which we did the show yesterday, which is 176 with our all-stars. We're doing another one tomorrow, 178, with Fitz Kohler and Emma Burton and Wendy Michelle. So we're going to deep dive into health, wellness, and fitness tomorrow. We're talking core. Back to Mark Zimmerman. Mark Zimmerman's program, RIPT 30, we have added that to our marketplace program, where anyone that signs up for his program, and it's a lifetime membership. It's $197 for the lifetime membership. He is donating 20% to our Vets, Pets, and Kids nonprofit program. This is through our marketplace. So you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the marketplace tab. You will see he will be towards the top. I haven't added him yet, but we have become a partner. That's the program I started with yesterday, and I'm doing the baby one first just for time management, and then I'm going to actually kick into the one for 30, but it's all part of the program. Again, anyone that signs up, it'll be a 20% contribution to our Vets, Pets, and Kids program through our marketplace. And for those of you who are not familiar with our marketplace, it's the Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace. What it is there are tons and tons of well-known websites and brands, and each of them are donating a portion of your portion of your total purchase price, anywhere from 2 to 20% when you buy through the marketplace. And these are items that you're normally buying anyway. I mean, you've got all the sports memorabilia and paraphernalia. You've got Constant Contact, Omaha Steaks, Suzanne Summers, Spanx, Skinny Girls, American Flags, which has more than just American Flags, Fiverr. We added Mike Adams and his Health Ranger store. Suzanne Summers is on there. I mentioned it because this is all the health week. So there are tons and tons, and I'm adding ones all the time. So instead of going directly to their website, if you go to ours and you click on the graphic for the different type of product or service that you want, Mark's going to be on there also. 2 to 20% of your purchase price is donated to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. So that way you can click buy and make a difference in the lives of other people. And all you're buying the same thing. Usually they give a discount, but you're never going to pay more than if you went directly to their website. So why not do that? So you can help others when you're actually just buying the products you're normally buying. So we're going to start talking about that more often because it's something important, something we need to talk about. And another method for people to give back and support their communities without having to write a check. Right. How brilliant is that? So let's see what else, I'm waiting for Shelby Bush to call us in. I might move around the guests here a little bit, but let me just, while we're still on track on time, I think I have some other breaking news. This is a fun one, and I've been meaning to tell you guys. All right, so I found this great channel on television shows or on TV with old TV shows. It's called MeTV. It's on Channel 6. It's on DirecTV, Live DirecTV, Channel 6. Has the Carol Burnett Show, which is the first time the Carol Burnett Show has ever been on television. I don't know what they did to get the rights, but normally you just see her late at night or they're selling the DVDs late at night. Well, this is the actual show. And right now they're in season one, I think, so 19 or 20 is the one I watched last night. So it's got the Carol Burnett Show, the Brady Bunch, the Gilligan's Isle, Columbo, the Twilight Zone, which who'd know we'd be living in the Twilight Zone right now. Perry Mason, MASH, the Dick Van Dyke Show, and more. There's such great, great content. So check it out. Find it on your local stations. I think it's part of the basic package. I don't know. So just a heads up for everybody. Don't be surprised if you start hearing me quoting from some of the old shows or you start hearing some of the show tunes from the old ones because these are the best. And I've recorded a lot of them. So, you know, if you hear a Marsha, Marsha, Marsha come out every once in a while, don't be surprised. The other thing I want to make sure that everybody knows that we're still doing the monthly giveaway. I'm backed up like 2 months, but I'm going to make some announcements on Friday. And all you need to do is rate, review, and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast player. The rate and review, usually most people are doing on Apple. Well, like I said, we're being censored on Apple. And I know this is a fact because they don't like what we talk about. So if you have another platform, please do the rate and review and subscribe there. But otherwise, if you have to, that's okay. But you can always know that we're going to be here live at 12 o'clock every day for your Nooner with Michelle, Everything Home Talk Radio Show for the month of March. And then we'll go back to just Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for the rest of the time at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. Right this week, but next week, because we're in Arizona, we don't change our time zones here. So then you're going to be on Pacific time, but I'm going to remind you. But you can always go to the website. The shows are uploaded pretty much instantly on the website, right there on the homepage or on the Partners and Patriots tab, Take Action tab. Arizona, as I mentioned, we don't change our clocks, but we do shred our ballots. We do rig our elections, and all of our babies are racist. So go figure. I don't know what happened to the state. Mind-blowing, just mind-blowing. Anyway, I still live here, but I don't, South Dakota. Kristi Noem, governor, I'm kind of thinking maybe that's where I should go. And I'll just, when she does her exercise routine, I'll just follow her around from a distance, of course, you know, there'll be security. So that way I can get those Kristi armed guns that I keep talking about. But I didn't do any push-ups today. So back to the point of you've got to actually do something to get what you want. You know, we keep talking about that, which is why this whole month is structured so that you can really make a difference to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference in your community and in yourself. Episode 171, instruction, take action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. and you can easily get on track. There's all the action items that you can do literally from your house, and we're there to help you. Our experts are there to help you. Tune in at noon every day. You'll be able to get the content coming at you. Back to the giveaways. I was doing cash, but I don't know. Somebody told me I can't do that. So we're going to do a bundle gift or a gift from our partners. So just in the meantime, like, comment, and share on social media. Follow us, rate and review the show, and then make sure you subscribe to the newsletter, because we're being censored on the social media platforms. Everything is on the homepage. There's a graphic right there that says rate and review. The next one to it says all of our links. So that way you can connect with us and let us know too what kind of experts you want to hear or topics you want to go over on the show. So we will deliver that to you. We're going to start bringing back some headliners, because I know that you want to hear that content too. Plus, we're here always to support the nonprofits and the small businesses and really the purpose-driven people who need to have their story shared, because it's going to help you in your life. So let's do this. We're at 12:41. I said I was going to keep it tight. I'm going to bring on our next guest. Where Shelby's running a little bit late, probably because she's got that event tonight. Yeah, maybe that big event that's out in Queen Creek that everyone needs to go to at 6 p.m. tonight. So let's bring on our next guest. He's new to the platform, but he's local. He's here in Air Corruption County, Arizona. Brian Bogert. He's a human behavior and passionate performance coach, a business strategist, a philanthropic leader who's generating growth by making your best even better. He's got a couple interesting stories to share that I'm going to ask him about. So give him a round of applause for Mr. Brian Bogert. Hey, Brian, welcome to the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How could I not be after a round of applause like that? That's a
Isn't
cool
that
way to enter in a new guest. That's fun.
Well, you know, it cuts the tension. It allows people to realize, hey, we're just having a conversation. And the audience, you know, they're a little tired today because they did the workout. So, you know, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. I asked them how you feeling, what's going on, and they all were waving one finger at me. So I just thought it was them saying I was number one. But then somebody had texted me and they said, "Shel, I don't think they're saying you're number one." And I was like, "Oh, you mean that's the other." Another meaning to that finger. So I said, your audience, they're rude. Like during Christmas, like I said, you're new. They would come, I let them drink some hot toddies during the Christmas season, you know, cause we're being festive, you know, and then they got a little rowdy. Some of them got a little too intoxicated. One of them, you know, that took his shirt off. It's like, dude, you can't walk around. You can't have no shirt on in the audience. It's not cool. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it was Santa's little elves, and he left a few here because the weather was so nice. Nobody wanted to go back to the North Pole, so Santa said, "I'm gonna leave a few." And I was like, "No, you're not. These guys are out of control. You need to, you know, round up your little elves." Well, you know, that's how we ended up with Dr. Fauci, because he's an elf, right? He's a bad elf that Santa had left, wanted to get away from the North Pole, so he dropped him off here, and he's like, I just took off, and then now we have them. So that's not cool. So I'm still bitter at Santa for kicking Dr. Anthony Fauci out of the North Pole and leaving him here for us to deal with. But, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah.
Well, deal with it, right? I mean, that's kind of what we have to do. Just deal.
Oh, God, that guy needs to be in prison. Alrighty, Brian, I have a question for you before you go into your intro, because I want people to understand who you are, what you do. When I was connecting with you on LinkedIn the other day, I think it was LinkedIn or Facebook, I don't know, they blend together. You started a post and you were talking about something that happened with your son and with you, and I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing. So that's literally the gist, but it was something major. So do you mind starting with that story to kind of just get people to get to know you, or is it something that
no, I'm
totally
happy to.
Well.
Happy to.
Okay, go ahead.
I have to start with the context on myself for it to make sense, and then I'll tie why it was relevant
Perfect.
And important with my son. So, you know, I'll hit the tops of the waves on this. But when I was a kid, I was 7 years old. I was run over by a truck.
Oh my God!
And my left arm was completely severed from my body. It was actually in the Walmart parking lot here at Tatum and Bell. And so my mom, my brother, and I went to get a 1-inch paintbrush, and I was standing by the car waiting for her to unlock the doors, and a truck came out of control backwards, hit our car, and knocked me over. So crazy traumatic accident, which has shaped a whole lot of my life, as I'm sure you can expect. I mean, there've been, I rebroke it again when I was 20, almost lost it again. Multiple surgeries, a recovery, lots of emotional and physical pain, and, you know, maturity and processing and mental states, and a whole lot that has driven me to be the man that I am today, and some of the core philosophies and lessons that I kind of distribute into the world. But the significance of the other day, and then I'm sure we will unpack some of that a little bit further, but the significance of the other day is that about 24 months ago, I actually did the math, and I wanted to know to the exact day when my son would be the exact age I was when my accident happened. And that was this last Saturday, March 6th. And, you know, he's my oldest, he's my only boy, and he's my mini-me. And, you know, there's a whole lot of intellectual and emotional reasons why that date could matter. And there's a whole lot of intellectual and emotional narratives that would suggest that date doesn't matter. But the point is, I've thought about it every single day for 2 years. And a whole lot took place over the period of the last month, which was just clarifying moments, clarity, connection, conversation, and a whole lot of amplification over a lot of the things that we did. And, you know, truthfully, March 6th, this Saturday, ended up being a day that really was freeing for me. And it was significant. And that's what that post was about the other day, is that, you know, I was able to sit here now as a father and really understand as a father, not even understand, try to imagine, frankly, what my parents went through when I was that size, when I was that age, when this traumatic accident, you know, and the reality that we all had envisioned was just stolen from us, right in front of us, and the choices they had to make to turn into this, you know, the pains they had to embrace to ultimately strengthen and heal me, and to see it through an alternative lens, which is a lot of what I'm about, is challenging perspective. Allowing us to see the perspective points as to what's important. So that's what the post was about, was just trying to own for the world that it's like, look, this was a significant day. I actually had a lot of intent to create a big piece of content around it, and that's not ultimately what was needed nor what happened, but it was a magical and clearing and freeing day for me.
Wow. Your arm's fine now? Like, that is it normal? Like, as normal as it can
be. Normal's all relative,
yeah.
Right? So,
as
functioning.
For me.
Yeah, I mean, it's functioning. It's, you know, I don't have a tricep in my left arm. My bicep is my gracilis from my leg. I don't have a lat on the left side of my arm. My arm is 4 inches shorter because bone was crushed, and it's smaller because it didn't grow at the same rate.
Right,
because
you were young.
So the growth was stunted on it for a little while. Now it's grown. I mean, it's, you know, it's not like a 7-year-old size arm. But it's definitely not the same as my other arm. But I live a happy, healthy, productive life. You know, I'm a husband and a father. I'm very active. I mountain bike. I water ski. I play sports at a high level. It's not one of those things that ever defined me. It's just something that happened to me. But I would never change it because it's given me a perspective that you can't buy.
And you've taken that experience when you were young, which is, you know, as a kid, things like that are devastating, you know? They're just so much more than as an adult. I mean, as an adult, you're thinking, oh, well, I won't be able to do, you know, I can't be able to do a certain job or things like that. But a kid, it just, it's crushing for everything because now you're different. Or maybe you were, you know, an athlete of some sort where that was kind of what your number one goal was. And it's just, but the purpose or the point of where I'm going with that is it's just, things happen to everybody. And as even Sharon was saying, you know, we can dwell on it or we can flip it around and move on as best as we can. Or you can sit in your own poopy diaper and then you get a rash and then you wonder why you're uncomfortable. And, you know, you have that choice. Like you said, things happen. And you know this with dealing with human beings and you're dealing with them from a business side where, you know, things are, and from a personal side, but even from business side, there's not everything. Every day is not going to be awesome. You're not going to have every day where all the meetings work great or the sales work great or all the employees are high-fiving each other. But you just can't dwell on the bad stuff. You have to, you know, as quickly as you can, pivot. Do you want to kind of just elaborate on that and comment and maybe really give some some tips or some reminder of what they can do when they find themselves going down that rabbit hole?
Yeah, so I would say first and foremost, the tip, I'm going to start there, seek perspective. You know, even at 7, I did feel sorry for myself. I did ask why me. And that was thrown out the door relatively quickly as we had families in the ICU coming up to us and apologizing and saying how sorry they were for us and how much help they wanted to give for us. And then come to find out that their kid's in the hospital bed next to me, not knowing if they're going to live another 30 days because of the terminal illness they have. Right outside of the immediate threat to my life and not knowing at that point whether or not I'd have functional use of my arm, I knew I would have my life. And so that's a perspective that allowed me to shift into one of my core lessons that I teach, which is I learned not to get stuck by what had happened to me, but instead get moved by what I could do with it. Right. And the flip to that I didn't realize, because to your point, I mean, I was 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. I was in a fog for a whole lot of this, but my parents were not. They were intimately aware of the unceasing medical treatments and years of physical therapy and all the stuff that took place. And so they ingrained in me a philosophy and a way of living, probably unintentional, which was to embrace pain to avoid suffering. And I think when we do that, and we all have the ability to do that, that's when we can also gain freedom. So it's these concepts that I used, right, to not only overcome this unique injury, but how my business partners and I scaled our last business to $15 million within the span of a decade, and how I've now flipped that on its head as a human behavior and performance coach to help individuals and organizations become more aware, more intentional in who they already are, their most authentic selves. You see, that's when the door starts to crack to perspective, motivation, and direction. That's when joy, freedom, and fulfillment have the opportunity to live in this world. And that's why I'm committing, you know, the next 25 years of my life to impacting 1 billion lives. And yes, I said 1 billion, because if we can reduce the level of suffering on this planet, which there's a lot, right, and we can give people the chance to have joy, freedom, and fulfillment enter back into their world, they can have permission to stand on their own 2 feet, be exactly who they are versus what the world has told them they should be. You know, vulnerability and authenticity can start to enter back into the world. And those are the two pieces that's the glue that binds human connection, right? And we start to realize that we can have a much more beautiful world for our kids and our grandkids. So, you know, it's those core philosophies, and that's how I've kind of navigated and pivoted what to do with it. But I think that's one of those things when people feel stuck, seek perspective. Seek an alternative perspective, either on yourself or on what's going on the situation or what's going on in the world. Both pain and perspective point us at what's important. And I think that, you know, that's again, why I'm in this place in my life and really focusing on impact, because that's what it's about. And I just see the amount of pain and suffering so many people are in, and they don't have to feel that way.
Yeah, it's almost like, I play this little segment from the movie Moonstruck.
Snap out of it!
It's like, come on, guys, we got to do this. Otherwise, I don't want no rash from no poopy diaper. That's not comfortable. So it's up to each person to, you know, to pick which direction they want to go with their day and when trouble arises. You know, to just kind of put it basic.
Yeah.
Question about the business that you had built up to $15 million. I'm assuming you sold it, or are you still a partner in it?
I executed my buy sell. I sold it back to my partners because it was time for me to go do something different.
The point is you sold it, though. That's what, you know, that's one of the most rewarding things that we keep bringing up on this platform is you have a business, you get to the point where you can sell it. I mean, that is an accomplishment where you have some sort of value to it, where you've actually created a type of business where it is sellable. Like a lot of people have businesses where you might be making really good money. You have nothing to sell. See, when you stop working, it's over. So congratulations on that. And it's a big, big accomplishment to create a business that you can actually sell to somebody else.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that's I think one of the biggest faults for a lot of entrepreneurs is they ultimately build a business, but they just have created a job. They aren't actually a business owner. Right. So I completely agree with what you said is we have to really start to recognize like how to create leverage and scale and what is a sellable asset. You know, and in that case, right, it wasn't all about the money for me, but the money certainly funded the ability to have freedom and go do, you know, what I believe is going to be more significant in this period of my life. And so, you know, it's relevant, it's real. And I think, you know, to use your poopy diaper analogy, I think it's one of those things I could have just sat in the poopy diaper because I was there, right?
You had a body diaper. My friend.
But I had to embrace the pain of cleaning up that poopy diaper to avoid the suffering of having the rash develop to a point where I wasn't ever going to be able to repair my skin. I mean, that's just the reality, right? So when you talk about people getting stuck or you talk about where people are at, they've got to embrace the pains necessary to put themselves in the positions to be who they are and what they're capable of. And That's all I did. I mean, my wife pushed me. I didn't even see it. She's the one who kind of pushed me down that path because she saw I was dying a little bit inside every single day. And, you know, she knew that I was barely scratching the surface of my potential nor the impact on the world I wanted. So, you know, she had a real conversation with me, and her courage in that moment is not lost on me. But sometimes we need an outside source and we have to listen. And that's what allows us to move faster with less effort.
Well, it sounds like you married up, Brian. So good for you.
Oh, dude. Definitely married up. Every morning I wake up and she's still in bed next to me. Every morning
like,
I wake
wow.
up and she chooses to still be there. It's a victory out of the day.
Exactly.
Like nothing can go wrong from that.
You're like, oh my God, she's still, you, when I open and you look, okay, she's still here. And you just check
she's still
the
there.
Day.
Yes.
Check.
Yes.
Yes, right. And then when she
exactly.
comes home, you're like, she came home. Check. All right, we're good. We made
I mean,
it
that's
through
exactly
another
right.
day.
Like when, I mean, I'm celebrating victories every day because I outkicked my coverage and she chooses to still stick around.
That's awesome. Oh, that is so funny. That is so funny. You're here locally, so we definitely need to meet up at some point. And what I'm going to do is I'm trying to wrangle up all of the local partners who really are on the same page and want to just get to know one another, because everybody really is at that same, they're at that same level that you're talking about. And I think an in person, you know, even if we all meet for lunch, would be pretty powerful for all of our own endeavors and sales, but this platform in general. And then of course, everybody's clients in the audience, I think they really would get something out of a powerhouse like that. So I'm going to work on that. So you are invited to participate if you so choose.
It sounds great. I'm all about in-person stuff wherever we can possibly make it work right now. So that would be fun.
Yeah, I mean, and if we can try to turn around Mayor Corruption County together and anarchist Arizona, you know, anything we can do to gain control of some law and order and some sanity and, oh, I don't know, values of this country that we used to have, something called the Constitution. Maybe we can all do a little something on our part to save the small thread of freedom that we have left here in this country. So, Brian, welcome to the platform. What a breath of fresh air. I really enjoyed your segment and appreciate your personality. And tell your wife, I would like to meet her. I think maybe I'll be friends with her. Maybe we'll just kind of throw you to the wayside. We'll just.
By the way, story of my life. I mean, people meet me and they're like, "Yeah, he's pretty cool." And then meet my wife and they're like, "Why do you want to spend any time with him?"
Yeah,
yeah, no, it's,
Brian,
I married
no,
up
we're
for
busy.
Sure all the way around. So.
Yeah, you're going, "Hey, you guys want to get together?" Like, "No, I'm busy." Meanwhile, they're with your wife and they're at lunch with your wife and like, "Sorry, Brian, we can't make it today."
And she's not with me, and they'll be like, "Where's your wife?" Like that's the first question they ask. I'm like, "Well, I'm right here." Like, "No,
she's hanging out with all my friends who are really no longer my friends." But it is what it is. Brian, give your contact information. Yes, he stole my friends. Ah! Oh man, give your contact information. Anything you want to plug that's upcoming?
Yeah, so I'll make it really simple. BrianBogert.com. It's Brian with an I, Bogert, BOGERT.com. Pretty much everything is there, right? When I say impact a billion lives, I mean that very seriously. And I also realize that 99.999999% will never pay us a dollar. I'm very okay with that. So we put a bunch of content out there. All my social handles are integrated in there. A lot of the articles that I've written and published are in there. Contact information's in there. If we can ever be of help to anybody, getting clarity on who they are, if there's a giant out there that wants to become a legend by helping by grabbing what they think is right outside of their grasp, it's an area that we can help with that too. So by all means, just want to be a part of the conversation and here to help however we can.
Awesome. Awesome. So I'll be in touch on this powerhouse lunch I'm putting together, but make sure you jump on the schedule for April because looking forward to see what you bring to the table. And I don't know, maybe we should have your wife come on too. I'm not sure. We'll play that by ear.
You'll never want me back, but that's okay. Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Hey, you know what? I'm guesting up. You know, you married up. I'm guesting up. So I'm partnering up, and we're just going to.
I'd expect nothing less.
Like a pinch hitter. It's a pinch hitter. Not a big deal. Not a big deal.
Yeah. I'd expect nothing less. That's beautiful.
Oh, thanks, Brian. You're a really great addition to the platform. I love your attitude and everything that you stand for. So thank you very much, my friend, and have a great week.
Thank you. You as well. We'll talk soon.
Awesome. All righty. Ooh, interesting conversation. Gotta love that. All right. So those are the partners we had on today. Shelby couldn't make it because she has her big event tonight out in Queen Creek. So if you're interested, it's 6 p.m. tonight. And that is with Mike Lindell and all of those big powerhouse players that are going to be talking about freedom, integrity, faith, and the election. So we're having a little rally out in Queen Creek. Just go to the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You'll see the Arizona section and the live events section for Arizona. That'll get you there. Tickets are free. If you'd like to become a partner, the criteria is simple. You got to be a good person. You got to be doing good business and good things. Just go to the website, Partners and Patriots tab on the homepage. There's a graphic that says to schedule your 7-minute spot. Please do that. Become part of the community, part of the like-minded people that are on this show. And it's our way of creating just really one location for all the information. Again, I always say the ultimate resource platform, but it really is. There's so much content. There's 115 partners with 198 segments, I think. No, we hit 202. My numbers are a little off today because I've been so busy with 5 shows a week, so I apologize. But I think we're at 202 episodes or segments on this particular live show. There's 130 one-on-one episodes that I did in a podcast format, which were recorded. And some of those are really good headliners. 161, the Prophet Amanda Grace and Pastor Dave Scarlett. It's very, very inspirational. I want you to listen to that one. 126 with Clay Clark. That was a really eye-opener about everything Corona, especially once you hear it now, knowing what we know and where things are. And that was recorded back in September. You're going to go, oh my God, how did we not figure this out sooner? Why did we not see it coming? Guys, rip off those dirty masks. Let's get this country back open. Everything back to normal. Everybody in person. There is no pandemic. There was a plandemic. The flu didn't disappear, as we talked about yesterday. They just put the items in the other column. Use your common sense. Got this, everybody. Everyone just needs to open up your eyes, pay attention. Agendas are everywhere. Agendas are everywhere. The 11 bigs. Keep in mind, they've been brainwashing for years. And that's what they're doing. Government's not your friend. That's not your friend. So I'm going to wrap it up. Oh, the other thing, check out the Marketplace tab. Go to the Marketplace tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out all the different products and services. And buy through there. 2 to 20% of your total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners servicing vets, pets, and kids. And I'm going to be playing around with it this weekend and really updating everything. And then be prepared. My first precinct committee man meeting is tomorrow. So I'm going to be all about community. And my neighborhood needs to watch out because I will be knocking on these doors like people have supposed to have been doing for the 17 years I've lived in my neighborhood. Never had one precinct committee come. I had one person running for office just once come to my door. Sad. That's not how this is supposed to work. And you wonder why you have people in office who are spending $1.9 trillion on junk, on things not for the people, not for the good of the country. They're opening our borders. They're changing all of our laws that are in the Constitution for the election. And they want boys to play in girls' sports, which means no girls would win anymore. It's insane. It's insane. But we took our eye off the ball. We allowed it to happen. We got too busy with social media. We got too busy with posting what we had for lunch. We did not get involved in the community. We let them get away with murder, literally, and they infiltrated from within. If you don't believe me, go to Peter Navarro's. On Peter Navarro's website, he explains that Time Magazine, the article the left produced, it's all in there. All that information can be found under the Take Action tab, the Coronavirus tab, the Reopen America Resource tab. All of that's there, and it'll get you to all the different content, all the different information, all the different resources. So again, join us in our March Madness, maskless month of makeovers, motivation, and marketing. This week, health, wellness, and fitness. We're going to have the special all-stars tomorrow at 12 noon. Otherwise, then Friday, we're going to go have this particular format, 5 guests, 7-minute segments, lots of tips and takeaways, tons of quality content coming at you left and right. So a lot of things to choose from. Can't say you didn't know where to go. Can't say you didn't know who to trust, where to go. Get the content, get the information. Tell your friends. Let's get the message out. And let me end the show. I wanted to keep it tight. Wanted to keep it tight. Plus, I got that event tonight, and I've got other stuff that I know you all have to be doing. So a special thank you to all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their episodes and information are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Some are on the homepage. Some otherwise just click on that Partners and Patriots tab. Partners the Purpose-Driven Partners have had everyone from all of these segments, these 202 segments done, 115 partners. And of course, you want to take some action. You want to get in the groove. You want to join our movement. Go to the Take Action tab. So tune in tomorrow, All Stars, Nooner, and then Friday back to the Purpose-Driven Partners segment, Nooners. All Nooners. Nooners with Michelle. I think we're good. I hope you are awake. Not woke, awake. See, the left ruins everything. They change words. You're not woke. I'm not woke to anything. I'm awake. I'm awake now. I'm paying attention. I get it. See, that's the difference. We're awake. Go take action on what we shared today. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
Snap out of it.
That's so funny. All right, guys, tomorrow, Nooner. Awesome. Let's do this.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.